Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, JT Bruitt. Batting third. The DH, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Bush. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Darren Reed. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Terry Jorgensen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, John Smiley. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Lance Blankenship. Batting third. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh. The DH, Randy Reddy. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bobby Witt. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JT Bruitt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Witt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Munoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Blankenship hits a fly ball into center field. Bruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bush strikes out. One out. Darren Reed is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Reed strikes out. Two outs. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Bruitt. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smiley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rebule hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rebule for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. JT Brewitt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brewitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blankenship fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick hits a line drive beyond short. Rebule can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Bordick. The throw from Webster and he is safe. Bordick steals second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Rebule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship is hit by the pitch. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz strikes out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a line drive for a single. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a line drive for a single. Reed moves to second. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reed moves to third. Jorgensen moves to second. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reed scores. Jorgensen moves to third. Webster moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rebule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rebule takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Knobloch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGwire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McGwire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jorgensen. McGwire moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGwire moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Reed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGwire tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reddy is 0-for-1 in the game. Reddy hits a fly ball into center field. Brewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. JT Brewitt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brewitt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brewitt hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGwire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Puckett for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Bordick moves to second. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a line drive for a single. Bordick scores. Henderson scores. Sierra moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McGwire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McGwire takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a line drive beyond short. Rebule can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Sierra scores. McGwire moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Reed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reddy is 0-for-2 in the game. Reddy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. the Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush strikes out. 1 out. Darren Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Webster reaches second base with a double. Jorgensen goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rabule strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Shane Mack now playing right field. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bordick strikes out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Reed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Knobloch hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. JT Brewitt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brewitt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brewitt hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Blankenship hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ruben Sierra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sierra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sierra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Carl Willis now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 3 in the game. Bush strikes out. One out. Darren Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Jeff Russell now pitching. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Lenny Webster. Greg Gagne pinch runs for Terry Jorgensen. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Greg Gagne now playing shortstop. Derek Parks now catching. Jeff Rabule now playing third base. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lansford strikes out. One out. Troy Neal pinch hits for Randy Reddy. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper pinch hits for Jeff Rabule. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JT Brewitt is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brewitt is 0-for-4 in the game. Brewitt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Brewitt moves to second. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a line drive into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.